Hari Om. Once again, it's such a blessing to be with you, coming into this church, different spiritual paths. I feel so at home. As you know, might know, Yom is a spiritual retreat center, a community of people who live on the very same principles that you of Yoga Village, Yogaville. Motto is truth is one, paths are many, and here you are truly embracing and living that. I also, besides being a member of Lotus Center of Lotus to the world, trying to educate ourselves, others, for more peaceful world through understanding of different faith. Yogaville Environmental Solution was created about 5 years ago when our community and our neighboring community faced a fracked gas Atlantic Coast Pipeline. And so the journey began for Yogaville community and the neighboring friends how to proceed, protect our environment, our community, with the principle of love, service, truthfulness, and peace. So today, the topic of faith and the environment is a special topic for me, because for 5 years, I have had the privilege to serve within the Yogaville community, which the community members created Friends of Buckingham, which is a grassroots group that wish to maintain and preserve the heritage, the natural resources, and the culture of Buck County. So maybe I'll begin with fundamental ethical principle that moves us to protect our communities. And I was so inspired to read all of your 7 principles and 6 sources. First principle, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And if we really think of it, one and every one of us here, children, everyone has that inherent worth and dignity, and that extends to the nature, to the plant world, to the environment. And second principles, justice, equity, and compassion in human relationship, and that of course extends to, and the set for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. How beautiful. And of the 6 sources, I noticed your 6th source, spiritual teachings of earth-centered traditions which celebrate the sacred circle of life and instruct us to live in harmony with the rhythm of nature. One of the teachings is called Ahimsa. In fact, it's the very foundation, which means non-violence. If we were to truly understand, there couldn't be violence with each other. You know, violence and love don't go together. Because any violence, maybe it be small or big, little each other, or how we treated our pots and pans in the kitchen, or the desks, or the lights, the animals, insects, that is a reflective of, do we truly believe in the and respect the dignity and worth of every creation in this world? God-given. I'll just share with you, just popped in my head spontaneously. I have to tell you what I have experienced and how I remember with horror sometimes, and remember what my mom's nature can be years and years ago in an apartment. Had a lot of roaches. I can't imagine how I could have been like that then, and how I am through yogic teachings that I have had an understanding of what compassion is. I had no idea then. One day, I just shudder to now, but at that moment, there was this roach running around my feet in the bathroom. Put it in the toilet and flush it down. This is my confession to you. I must have been in my early 30s. No, I didn't think anything of it then. I just went through my life. But 10 years later in Yogaville, I remember that after practices of meditation. How? That was a creation. That was a God's creation. I could have, okay, I don't want it in the house. I could have done another way to dispose of it, ask it to go outside. But, you know, so now I understand when some are doing what I feel like, oh, that is so violent. But I was just like that. My journey to feel my fellow creatures. So I bring that up just to say, no matter how small or how big our violent or actions, it is really important to start with ourselves. Because in any way that we are harming ourselves or others or nature, it is certainly we're doing very own selves. So we can practice becoming more gentle, more loving to ourselves, and then extend that to our, you just never know what pain and somebody who's smiling and sitting next to you have gone through or are going through. Kindness, gentleness, it's to give that, be that, and receive it when it comes to us. Sometimes I find it more difficult to receive that kindness than to kind of express it to others. Let's start with ourselves. Be gentle, kind. Let us be more gentle and kind and loving to ourselves. You can think of, how can I? Is there a way that I am harming myself, creation? The one that has worth and dignity. So expand it to our neighbors, our co-workers, our families, and now, so important, the environment. At this time of environmental harm and climate emergency or crisis that we face together, all important to include our relationship to our nature. And I know, by the way, Unitarian Universalist, those of you who are in that congregation, is it international as well? Oh, you know, it's like preaching to the choir. You are living that. So please know that I deeply appreciate your church's principles, your following of these principles, resources, and the teachings. I was at Standing Rock some years ago. There was a calling for faith leaders to come, and I just got it a week before it happened. Something called me. I said, I just heard of all everything. I went. And it was happening in such last minute, because it was just when we saw Democracy Now, you know, that they showed how the dogs were being released against native people who are fully protesting. So I just took a flight and went there without knowing, where am I going to stay? How am I going to get a ride? And you should know, it was the Unitarian Universalist friends who showed me how to get a ride, in fact, gave me a ride. And once we were there, they I could see they're looking after me, because I was, oh. And then not did I have to go ask them. At the end, they came to me and said, do you need a ride back to the city? I said, yes, I do. Thank you. How did you know? That's in service. All of you, I am so thankful to have gotten to know the Unitarian Universalists some years ago for that. Then they invited me to come to that. And so my deepest appreciation to you all. And now this leads to a point. about your second principle of justice, equity, and compassion. We all need clean air, clean water, safety, clean land to live on, to have a healthy, productive life. I just need to take a little deep breath here. Please join me. And just appreciate this abundance of air that gives us life. Do you have to pay for it? No. It's given freely to us. Is it there equally? Whether you are of different color, race, groups? Air didn't say, I'm going to get you cleaner air because you have more money. I'm going to give you a cleaner air because your color of skin. You know, we do that more for these people than... Imagine this has been happening. We know it's a systemic pattern. Racism and other social injustices happen. So when we see that a certain group of people are chosen to be burdened extra, let's say Yogaville, yes, we have this, which is of a great concern for our health, safety, and our livelihood, economic livelihood. But Union Hill members of Africa, this historic African-American community, 5.5 miles away, are doubly burdened with proposed compressor station, which will emit tremendous air pollution. Now, because of their color of skin, should they have to breathe air that is than the rest of us? No, I know you all know, no. But politically, economically, of all the way that this system is, it happens all over the place. I had no idea that it's a very systemic thing. It's all through the nation. So to get back to local thing that's been happening, we have been struggling with this to protect ourselves for 5 years. And Yogaville community and the congregation of Southern Baptist group couldn't be more different. If we go to rest, we sit together and eat together, but you know, we joke about what's on each other's plates and enjoy our food. We've gone beyond how we dress, how differently we worship, how we definitely talk about God, whether we think that group is going to go to you know where, or all of that, we went beyond that love. We are united. We were one because we love our family. We love our children. We love our life. We love our land. This is where we live. It's to be left for our next generation. We came completely together in our common purpose to protect ourselves and in peace. So we started to eat together. Well, first we met together a lot, and then we started to have a little potluck, eat together, and then we began to worship together in each other's churches. Pastor Paul of Union Hill invited me one day to get onto the pulpit and speak. It was a wonderful experience because whenever I said something, they'll say, Amen! You know, it wasn't like you talk, and they're sitting. I say something, Amen! Yes! That interaction, the connection, the communication between the, you know, you were not alone preaching to people. They were there just with you, being with you, affirming the truth of what God might have been saying through. You know? So, I want to let you know that environmental justice issue for this community after 5 years has gained national attention after many, many, many hundreds of meetings, public meetings, local, state, and federal. Nobody seems to be listening. We hear the same thing back over and over and again. And one day, finally, after I had gone through Parliament of War Religions and spoke to Karina Gore, who is a member of Parliament Origin Trustee, and I carried around a sign that said, "Stop the environmental justice in Union Hill." There were like 10,000 people carrying this sign. And I've known Karina from through other associations. And I asked her to hold it and take a photo. She did. And even Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhiji's grandson, Arun Gandhiji, was there. I asked him, would he take the photo with that? He did. And I had like about 20 clergies willing to take a photo. I brought that back, showed to my, you know, our group. And what one thing that happened beautiful, I know it was Karina who made this happen. We got a call a month before the event. They said, "Can you get together an event? My father, Vice President Al Gore, and Mr. Barber of Poor People's Campaign will come to Buckingham." And they came this year in February in Buckingham High School. We had this incredible event where their words of support, love, and the truth of what was going on politically, economically, was exposed. And it was such a boost for this cause, not only for Union Hill, but environmental justice case all over the United States. And we are moving forward from that impetus. And I will just tell you what how we are right now, and then end there. So although we do not know how the pipeline and compressor station issue will end, the faith of these Baptist group and others there in the Union Hill community and Yorgaville community is unwavering. Because we have come together in love and service, and that what we do know is that we will not give up, we'll never stop, we will continue in the name of justice and equity and compassion. So last week, there was a Fourth Circuit Court, a legal hearing. Friends of Buckingham has taken a legal action against the energy company, and for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and the Department of Environmental Quality, both of whom said this is not an environmental justice issue. Air pollution is not going to be as bad as the rest. It's not going to be that much, and they won't be affected. So this is what we've been hearing for the last 5 years. But thank God that we have at least Justice Department that is above. So Justice Gregory, and I'll make this short, it's available. This is very dynamic, interesting interaction between the energy company presentation and Southern Environmental Law Center is representing Friends of Buckingham. We must thank them. They do this pro bono because they believe in justice, like us. So the Justice Gregory question, he said, "Justice? Doesn't it mean fairness? Why aren't you comparing the air pollution issue of Union Hill to the rest of Buckingham County rather than the whole of Virginia? Do you know the difference if you did that? What kind of difference that would be?" And the energy company representative said, "Judge, I'm sorry, I don't have that information." And he came back and said, "What? You don't have that information? Shouldn't you have that information?" It went on like that. And the activists in the Friends of Buckingham people who have worked day and night, given their life. I know one lady who did the door-to-door to prove that this was an environmental justice community cried. And we all felt, at least, at last, finally, someone is telling doing the truth. And so even though, as again, the judges will make, Fourth Circuit Court will make a decision within a couple of months. As you know, that this Fourth Circuit Court also is the one who stopped, who revoked the permit of pipeline to go under the Appalachian Trail. And you know that the energy company has taken it to Supreme Court. And Supreme Court has accepted to receive it because of current administration's support for ACP. Yeah? So imagine, we face this incredibly powerful billion-dollar industry and all the political influence and money influence behind, and here we are, little number of us in Buckingham, now gaining incredible support of all the others. And I need to mention Sierra Club, Appalachian Voices, Chesapeake Climate Action Network, Friends of Nielsen, Friends of Augusta, Interfaith Power and Light of Virginia, Interfaith Center for Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and countless clergies and countless individuals like you who believe in justice, that justice will overcome. We don't know when, but it will. And we need to stay in it and move forward with it. So I would, sorry that the children are not here anymore, but it was so lovely to have them, because this matters for our children and their children. This whole climate issue is such an important issue that is not being addressed quite enough. And now it's getting more and more. So please be part of, in whatever way you can, to be part of this respecting the dignity and worth of all people and all the nature. Let us be like the apple trees and pear trees. And please remember to be gentle, kind, and loving to yourself and to your friends and to everyone you come around. And hug a tree. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Take a moment of silence.